By marrying Sybil Vane. Marrying Sybil Vane? Cried Lord Henry, standing up and looking at him in perplexed amazement. But, my dear Dorian...
Yes, Harry. I know what you're going to say. Something dreadful about marriage. Don't say it. Don't ever say things of that kind to me again. 2 days ago I asked Sybil to marry me. I am not going to break my word to her. She is to be my wife.
Your wife? Dorian, didn't you get my letter? I wrote to you this morning and sent the note down by my own man.
Your letter? Oh, yes, I remember. I have not read it yet, Harry. I was afraid there might be something in it that I wouldn't like. You cut life to pieces with your epigrams.
You know nothing, then.
What do you mean?
Lord Henry walked across the room, and sitting down by Dorian Gray, took both his hands in his own and held them tightly.
Dorian, he said. My letter?
Don't be frightened.
Was to tell you that Sybil Vane is dead.
A cry of pain broke from the lad's lips, and he leapt to his feet, tearing his hands away from Lord Henry's grasp.
Dead? Sybil, dead? It is not true. It is a horrible lie. How dare you say it?
It is quite true, Dorian, said Lord Henry, gravely. It is in all the morning papers. I wrote down to you to ask you not to see anyone till I came. There will have to be an inquest, of course, and you must not be mixed up in it. Things like that make a man fashionable in Paris, but in London people are so prejudiced. Here, one should never make one's debut with a scandal. One should reserve that to give an interest to one's old age. I suppose they don't know your name at the theatre. If they don't, it is all right. Did anyone see you going round to her room? That is an important point. Dorian did not answer for a few moments. He was dazed with horror.